in men's college hoops, former Rice Memorial star Ben Shungu recorded his best game as a UVM Catamount, scoring a career-high 13 points to help UVM overcome a shaky second half and nail down a 69-53 win against George Washington last night. The Catamounts took a double-digit lead into halftime, but the Colonials clawed back to tie the game late before Shungu knocked down a free throw and then sparked the decisive UVM rally, an 18-0 run that put the game away. Anthony Lamb poured in 16 points to go with 9 rebounds and 4 blocks for the Catamounts, who improved to 4-3 on the season with the win. A thrilling road win for the St. Michael's men's basketball team last night, secured when Levi Holmes III knocked down a fadeaway jumper with just 4 seconds left to go in overtime, the game-winning shot in the Purple Knights' 82-81 win over Assumption in Worcester, Massachusetts. Holmes finished with a double-double, 17 points and 10 rebounds, no shot bigger, and that fadeaway in the lane that gave St. Mike's its third win of the season against 3 losses. Holmes is the Purple Knights' star player, but he got plenty of help last night from teammates who had career highs in the win, including Essex Junction native Eli DeGrand, who poured in 17 points to go with a career-best 14 rebounds, and Derek Cheatham led all scorers with 22 points. Now, that victory should boost confidence for a Purple Knights squad that has another regionally ranked foe waiting for them Saturday when they visit Bentley University. The St. Michael's women did not fare as well against their Assumption counterparts, their second-half comeback effort falling short in a 69-58 loss, but Nicole Anderson had a big game for the Purple Knights, scoring a career-high 19 points. The Castleton Spartan men lost their first Little East Conference game last night, falling to Plymouth State 87-76 at Glenbrook Gym. The Spartans did get a huge game from senior Tank Roberson, who scored 27 points to lead all scorers on the night. He also dished out 8 assists. Michael Morgan tallied a career-high 13 points, but the Spartans fall to 3-3 with that loss. The Castleton women, though, did record the Spartans' first-ever Little East Conference win, a 55-41 triumph over Plymouth State. Brooke Raich led all scorers with 19 points, took down a game-high 8 rebounds as well. The Spartans improved their record to 5-1 on the year while snagging that first-ever Little East Conference win. To the pros on the ice in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs were doing fine even without their star center Austin Matthews in the lineup, but they'll be even better now that he's back. Matthews returned to the ice last night after missing 14 games due to an injured shoulder. All he did was score 2 goals and add an assist in the Leafs' 5-3 win over the San Jose Sharks. And finally, any hopes for an American to become the world's champion of chess, the first one since Bobby Fischer claimed the title in 1972, were dashed when Norway's Magnus Carlsen defeated American Fabiano Caruana in 3 time-limited games that were played yesterday in London. The tiebreaker format was needed after the two grandmasters played 12 straight regulation games that all ended in draws, but Carlsen defended his title by winning the first 2 of the faster-paced tiebreakers, and Caruana resigned from the third.